AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama has started the defense of the nuclear deal reached with Iran.
I expect the debate to be robust, and that's how it should be. This is an important issue.
At the White House, the president says this will prevent war with Iran and more war in the Middle East.
With this deal, we cut off every single one of Iran's pathways to a nuclear program, a nuclear weapons program. And Iran's nuclear program will be under severe limits for many years.
As for the opponents, House Speaker John Boehner's spokesman says the president has shown himself to be hopelessly disconnected with reality. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is suggesting Israel could still take military action against Iran's nuclear program, even if the deal proceeds. Also today, President Obama rejected talk of revoking Bill Cosby's Presidential Medal of Freedom.
There's no precedent for revoking a medal. We don't have that mechanism.
The president wouldn't talk in detail about the sexual misconduct allegations against Cosby, but said in his words, if you give a woman or a man for that matter without his or her knowledge a drug and then have sex with that person without consent, that's rape. A corrections officer is dead in Northeast Texas. Officials say an inmate beat the guard to death as he was being escorted to a cell. On Capitol Hill, Fed Chair Janet Yellen says a hike in a key interest rate will likely happen this year, but other issues could change that.
The situation in Greece remains difficult.
Police say about 50 protesters have been detained during hour-long clashes outside the Greek parliament. Debate has started in parliament on a new austerity bill. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has unveiled new documents setting his personal fortune at more than $10 billion. It would make Trump the wealthiest person ever to run for president. The Dow finished down about a point. This is AP Radio News. NASA is offering a new look at the images from Pluto and the New Horizons spacecraft.
These mountains here that we're seeing were quite spectacular. These are up to 11,000 feet high. There may be higher ones elsewhere.
John Spencer is talking about a close-up look at one portion of Pluto. He says the surface is an icy bedrock. Spencer says they think the surface of Pluto is less than 100 million years old, a small fraction of the 4.5 billion year age of the solar system. The Justice Department says it has shut down a marketplace for computer hackers.
We have dismantled a cyber hornet's nest of criminal hackers, which was believed by many to be impenetrable.
U.S. Attorney David Hickston in Pittsburgh says hackers bought and sold stolen databases, malicious software, and other products on the Darkcode marketplace. 12 people have been charged. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.